This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
Well, in Washington, D.C., the tough budget decisions are pretty much on hold until after the election. But some state governments can't afford to wait. And in Georgia, that has led to a fight over whether to keep the state's archives open. Jim Burris reports from WABE in Atlanta.
It's not like Georgia Governor Nathan Deal said to Secretary of State Brian Kemp, "Hey, let's close the archives." But the governor did instruct every state office to trim its budget yet again. Secretary of State spokesman Jared Thomas says his boss had three options.
He had to look at, okay, what will be the least impactful to the largest amount of Georgians?
The Secretary of State could cut elections, but the federal government would frown on that because of Georgia's past sins at the voting booth. He could slash the office that handles professional licenses, but staffers already struggle to keep up with demand. So, close the archives, it was. That unleashed the wrath of hundreds of librarians, historians, and genealogists. Protesters like Hillary Morris showed up at the state capitol.
I just feel like limiting that access is like limiting democracy.
Well, the outcry worked. Late last week, the governor tucked $125,000 extra dollars into the Secretary of State's budget. Georgia's archives will stay open at least through June. In Atlanta, I'm Jim Burris for Marketplace.